Today's podcast sponsor is Hover. Hover.com specializes in domain names, and if you are ready to start something new, head over to hover.com/ordinaryvegan for 10% off.
You're listening to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast, where we teach you everything you need to know about adopting a plant-based diet full or part-time. Our goal is to empower you to live a long and healthy life. You can find today's show at ordinaryvegan.net or on iTunes. If you have any questions, please send an email to questions@ordinaryvegan.net.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast number 80, How Physical Activity Enhances Your Immune Health. If we haven't met, my name is Nancy Montori, and my number one goal is to help you live a long, healthy, and happy life. And I do that by advocating a plant-based diet which consists of grains, legumes like beans and lentils, vegetables, fruits, and healthy fats like nuts, seeds, and avocado. Today, I want to talk about exercising and the immune system because now, more than ever, we all need to undertake exercise programs to combat the physical inactivity imposed by self-isolation during the COVID-19 pandemic. So many of us are now working from home and sitting or reclining even for hours at a computer screen, and we have restricted access to gyms and parks where we would normally exercise. Our world has been turned upside down. Unfortunately, self-isolation means fewer opportunities to be physically active, and the home environment offers more opportunity to be sedentary. Physical inactivity and sedentary behavior can be especially dangerous for people with pre-existing chronic diseases like cardiovascular disease and type 2 diabetes. And the simple act of moving your body can be a powerful tool for fighting infection and building a stronger immune system. As we have talked about before, our immune system defends us against disease. Although research in this area is still emerging, recent studies indicate that exercise and physical fitness can protect us against disease and help build a strong immune system. A 2019 scientific review in the Journal of Sport and Health Science found that exercise can not only improve your immune response, it can also lower illness risk and reduce inflammation. According to the study's author, typically, people only have a small number of immune cells circulating around the body. Those cells prefer to hang out in lymphoid tissues and organs like the spleen, where your body kills viruses and bacteria that cause disease. Exercise increases blood and lymph flow as your muscles contract, and it also increases the circulation of immune cells, making them roam the body at a higher rate and at higher numbers. Exercise also helps to recruit highly specialized immune cells such as natural killer cells and T cells, whose job is to find pathogens like viruses and wipe them out. In this study, participants who took a 45-minute brisk walk experienced the uptick of immune cells floating around the body for up to 3 hours after the walk. And if you go out the next day for a 45-minute walk, this happens again, and it all adds up as time goes on. Another study in the British Journal of Sports Medicine found that people who did aerobic exercise 5 days a week lowered the number of upper respiratory tract infections, like the flu, over a 12-week period by more than 40%. Physical activity can also help flush bacteria out of the lungs and airways, which can reduce your chance of getting a cold or a virus like COVID-19. exercise causes changes in antibodies and white blood cells. White blood cells are the body's immune system cells that fight disease. When you exercise, these white blood cells circulate more rapidly so they can detect illnesses earlier. Physical activity also helps with absorption of micronutrients from the food we eat, which is why sitting still for too long can cause problems with digestion and cause problems like constipation. And remember from podcast number 77 with Dr. Will Balsowitz, the Gut Health MD, he says that exercise and physical fitness diversified the microbiota, which is related to better health from the gut. As a matter of fact, if you can make a habit of not sitting down immediately after you've eaten, your body needs time to digest. So if you can just take a walk after you eat, your body will digest the food better. And as I said earlier, if you're working from home, you are probably sitting or reclining more than you ever have. Excessive sitting can impact your ability to regulate blood sugar and blood pressure and metabolize fat. So it is very important to take regular activity breaks. Excessive sitting and not exercising can cause your circulation to slow and your muscles and joints to seize up. That's why you might feel stiffer when you get up in the morning. Bottom line, regular exercise is one of the main pillars of healthy living. It lowers blood pressure, helps control body weight, and improves cardiovascular health. Just like a healthy diet, exercise can help protect us from a variety of diseases. Exercise can also make us feel happier. It produces changes in the parts of the brain that regulate stress and anxiety. It can also increase serotonin, which can relieve feelings of depression. Physical exercise also helps your brain stay sharp because it increases oxygen to your brain and reduces the risk for disorders that lead to memory loss. Scientists have collected plenty of evidence linking exercise to brain health. But what happens during exercise to trigger these events? A new study from UT Southwestern mapped brain changes after 1 year of aerobic workouts, and they uncovered a potentially critical process. Exercise boosts blood flow into two key regions of the brain associated with memory. Notably, the study showed this blood flow can help even older people with memory issues improve cognition, a finding that scientists say could guide future Alzheimer's disease research. The study had 30 participants, each of them 60 years old or older, with memory problems. Half of them underwent 12 months of aerobic exercise training. The rest did only stretching. The exercise group showed 47% improvement in memory scores after only 1 year compared with minimal change in the stretch participants. So how much exercise do we need and how can we mix things up? Before we get to that, I would like to thank this week's podcast sponsor, Hover. I know a lot of you are exploring exciting new directions in your life, and that may involve an online website. Well, Hover wants you to start that something exciting with them. With Hover, you can register a domain name for your next venture. Hover has over 300 domain name extensions to choose from when building your brand online. No matter what you want to build, there's a domain name waiting for it, from .dev to .app to .design to .blog to .store, and so much more. And take it from me, you'll find excellent technical support available to answer any questions you may have. Hover knows you will do something that will make a difference. Grab your domain name and many more at hover.com/ordinaryvegan for a 10% discount on all new purchases. Make a name for yourself with Hover. Now let's get to exercise recommendations. So, global recommendations are for all adults is to accumulate at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity a week, as well as muscle strengthening activities on two or more days a week. Seniors age 65 and older should get at least 2.5 hours of moderate aerobic exercise, such as brisk walking, every week. That averages out to about 30 minutes on most days of the week. There are many free workouts available online, and what I try to do is take advantage of all the new classes available. I will do a 10-minute weight strengthening class followed by a 20-minute yoga or stretching, and then I take a 30-minute walk. In other words, I just try to mix it up so I don't get bored. If you are just getting started, progress slowly. Try to include different activities, and any little increment of physical activity is going to help. Get some light weights and build up your body strength. As people age, they tend to lose muscle mass function, which can lead to injuries. Practicing regular strengthening exercises like weights, yoga, or Pilates is essential to reduce muscle loss and maintain strength as we age. Going outside and breathing fresh air is very important, and if you have children, that is particularly important. Bicycle with your children a few times a week. If hiking trails are open, take a hike. Kids love to hike. And your activities don't have to be strenuous. Take daily 20 to 30 minute walks every day. It's about consistency. Try to do some kind of physical activity every day. Here in California, we have to wear masks when we are out walking. And although this isn't the most comfortable way to walk, it is all what you get used to. I remember at the beginning, I hated taking my daily walk with a mask on, but then I got used to it. If you're having trouble beginning an exercise plan, you are not alone, but we have to get out of the sedentary rut. Most importantly, be kind to yourself. Self-compassion increases the likelihood you will succeed in anything you do. Don't beat yourself up about your body or current fitness level. Look to the future. I promise you will feel incredible once you have a routine of physical activity. That's it for today's podcast. Thank you so much for being here today, everyone. I know this podcast is a little short, but I am having major computer problems, and I had to order a brand new computer, which is taking a month for me to get. So that's why everything is just a little shorter. I will make it up to you when I get my new computer, hopefully in the next 2 weeks. If you have any questions, you can email me at questions@ordinaryvegan.net. You can find all my recipes, vegan essentials, and my vegan CBD from hemp line of products, and my new cookbook, the Easy 5-Ingredient Vegan Cookbook, at ordinaryvegan.net. Thank you, Hover, for sponsoring today's podcast. Till next time.
Thanks for joining our plant-based community today. Together, we can accomplish great things. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of Ordinary Vegan's recipes and plant-based tips. If you have any questions or feedback, email us at questions@ordinaryvegan.net. Until next time.